Welcome, welcome to Everybody's Church, where we serve Christ by cultivating mission, inclusion, and community. We have, I think, just two small announcements today. I want to draw your attention. Both things that I'm going to talk about are in First Things, so you can look them up. But we have Farm Days tomorrow. Anyone 13 and over who wants to go and do some work on a farm, bring a lunch. Gather here at 8 o'clock, and they'll carpool out. And then it's a variety of kinds of work, so it's a surprise. And then you're done by 2 o'clock, and you come on back here and go on your merry way. So if that sounds of interest to you, please sign up. The other thing is to remind you that the Tuesdays Together, we have a movie this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and we're showing Moana, which is a family-friendly film for kids of all ages. As we adults know, we find as much humor and fun in these movies as everyone. So at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, we'll be showing Moana, and there's an ice cream sundae bar after. So personally, I think that's a great drawing point. And with those short announcements, let us greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Thank you. Please join me in the call to worship. Lord, you are a rich stream of living waters, and we would immerse ourselves in you. You bring forth fruit in due season and establish the work of our hands. Your ways, O God, are full of goodness and life. Let us worship God.
Please be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward. Peas in the pod. Good morning. So I want to tell you about something that happened to me one time when I was young. My mom and dad had told me, you know, don't walk away from them. When we're in a store, you stay right by them. Did your parents tell you that too? Do you have that rule that you have to kind of stay by your folks? I don't know, but it doesn't sound very good, does it? We're trying to fix it. In fact, if we can't fix it, I'll just turn this off. Well, we had this rule that I was supposed to always stay right by my mom when we were in the store. And one day, you know, I just kind of wanted to look at things, and I kind of moseyed on over to another area, and I wasn't really following the rule my mom gave me, and I got lost.
and I was scared. But the thing is, I wasn't really lost because my mom had been watching me. But she was trying to figure out if I was following directions or not. So she came over later and, you know, kind of didn't let me be scared too long, but let me realize that when I don't follow rules, you know, it's that the rules are there for a good reason, and that she was there watching me, but if I don't keep my eye on her, I won't always know that. Well, that's kind of the story of a good shepherd. When we hear about the shepherd and his sheep, the shepherd always keeps his eyes on the sheep. He knows if one's missing, he knows where to lead them, all these things. And sometimes we, like sheep, kind of go off our own way and he brings them back. But our job is to follow the shepherd, which is Jesus. And we don't always see the shepherd. But Jesus, we know, is always with us. So what can we do? What can we do to know we're following the shepherd and have our eyes on the shepherd? We can read the Bible. We can come to church and learn more about it. We can listen to our parents because, believe it or not, when they give us rules, they really are for a good reason. And all these things help keep us safe and help us live a life that makes God really proud of us. Will you say a prayer with me? Loving God, help us keep our eye on you. And when we don't see you, know that you are still there. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, threes and fours to worship wonders, and the rest of you off to the chapel.
The time of confession is an opportune time for us to do a reality check and to see and consider where we may have gotten lost or have gone astray. And so, with full confidence in God's love and mercy, let us offer together our prayer of confession. Guiding God, forgive us when we change our course away from your path, when we allow anger, ego, and selfishness to direct our way, when we do not listen to your voice, but instead act in the ways of the world. Guide us back to your path of righteousness and to remembering that you are the one true shepherd. We pray this in Jesus' name. Friends in Christ, let us remember that parable that Jesus taught about the good shepherd who went after that one lost sheep. So precious to that good shepherd. And so we would remember that Jesus seeks to restore us to our rightful relationship with God, with others, and with the selves that God intends us to be. So, beloved people of God, hear and believe the good news that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
The Lord be with you. Ever-present God, give us ears, hearts to feel, eyes to see what your word calls us to be and to do. In Jesus' name. Please join me in the reading of the First Testament, Psalm 23, printed in your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of the Lord.
For anyone who wasn't here the last week or two or is visiting for the first time, we're doing a sermon series on the 23rd Psalm. And this week's focus is, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Our New Testament reading today is just two little verses from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, found in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and we're just reading verses 13 and 14. So listen for God speaking. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. This is the word of the Lord. Well, during this sermon series on the 23rd Psalm, we're learning a fair amount about sheep. And it's kind of like taking shepherding 101, because we're learning about sheep and their habits, and we're learning about shepherds. And there's a good reason that we should. Without understanding some of the nature of sheep and shepherding, we cannot fully grasp the writer's intent. Just as Jesus used common day circumstances in his stories and parables, so the psalmist uses words that are applicable to the circumstances of his time. And the more we understand those circumstances, the more that we today, the more meaningful and richer these words become. Sheep actually require a lot of handling and direction. We see them in fields, as John mentioned last week, and they just look peaceful and like they're easily contained. They actually take a lot of care. Left to their own devices, sheep will graze over and over in the same area. They'll gnawing a kind of paw at the ground until they actually not only eat the grass, but pull up the roots and destroy, so there's no grass that can continue to grow. The result is that the land gets rutted, the soil depleted and eroded, and the areas become infested with various parasites, which obviously leads then to disease for the sheep. Sheep also have a strong instinct to follow the sheep in front of them, and not always when it's in their best interest. They don't think about it. They're just kind of hardwired that way. And they've been known to actually, we hear stories about it, but it's actually true, where groups of sheep will jump off a cliff to their demise simply because the sheep in front of them did. Neglectful shepherds have lost large numbers of sheep in that very way. Then there's the rogue sheep, the one that actually veers away from the group because they've seen greener pastures and they want a taste of it. The problem with that is that sheep have a horrible sense of direction, and they get easily lost even when the flock is just kind of right over there. If they wander off very much at all, they have no idea how to get back. And a good shepherd, of course, knows all this. A good shepherd of the psalmist's time kept his sheep on the move so they didn't overfeed, and he kept them moving in the right directions. He was a man of integrity. Sometimes shepherds have somewhat of a bad reputation because they're dirty, they're out in the fields all the time, but these are people with great integrity who care for their sheep and never leave their sheep alone and protect them whatever the cost. The shepherd knew which paths were reliable, which ones led to greener pastures, and through his skill and his relationship with his sheep, he was able to lead them through narrow paths safely. He could lead them actually along cliffs, and they would follow because of his strong direction. He could lead them paths in between crops. The sheep wouldn't go off onto the crops because of his careful leadership and because he knew his sheep. A good shepherd cared for and about his sheep. And the health, behavior, and well-being of these sheep was in direct correlation to that shepherd's name and reputation. And I really hope by this time you're starting to see a correlation, similarities between sheep and shepherds and us. How many times do we do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result? I think it's attributed to Albert Einstein, who said that the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting a different result. How often do we cling to habits and behaviors that we know are damaging to ourselves or to others? How often do we continue certain practices, not because they're the best way, but because that's the way we've always done it? How many times do we follow other people or the media without really discerning who or what we're following? How often are we just plain stuck? Stuck in a rut with no good result? Or how many times do our pride and our self-assertion lead us to do whatever we feel like without any further thought, which leads us down the wrong paths and totally lost? We need a shepherd. We need a good shepherd. And Jesus tells us that he is the shepherd. In the book of John, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." He also says, "I am the gate for the sheep." And Jesus will lead us in paths of righteousness. In our scripture from Matthew this morning, Jesus prepares us that the road to the narrow gate is not easy. It's hard, but it doesn't mean we can't travel it. And he will keep us moving in the right direction. The problem is that we have a lot more autonomy than sheep do. And we often choose not to follow. I would venture to guess that if you looked at a drawing of each of our lives from birth to that narrow gate, few, if any, would be a straight line. My own would probably look like a series of scribbles and squiggles with lots of stops and starts, those times I went off the path and had to get back on. That's our humanness. Sometimes we lose the shepherd, but the shepherd never loses us. Sometimes we seek to hear the shepherd's voice, but we don't know how to listen. And sometimes the shepherd leads from behind. We are asked to be obedient to God and follow God, not because we are forced to, but because we choose to. And if we truly have any grasp on the love and the goodness of God, we will want to. But we need to take it seriously. Too often, I fear, many of us kind of lean on the words, in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. And then we go on our merry way and just do what we want. We don't recognize what a new opportunity that is to straighten our paths. Yet God is a loving and a forgiving God. And even when we wander off those paths of righteousness and go wandering in the wilderness, God does not give up on us. God's desire is that each one of us become more and more conformed to the image of Christ. Last week, John spoke about our souls being restored. Well, God restores our souls so that we might be guided and led into right ways once again. The sheep that doesn't stay close to the shepherd will be lost or stuck in a rut once again. And it is up to us to be open to where God leads us. Sometimes the shepherd is in the front, showing us the way. Sometimes the shepherd is beside us, building relationship and encouraging us. Sometimes the shepherd is behind us, challenging us to discern. Yet the shepherd is still always leading, if we but follow. When our daughter was younger, I was teaching her how to ride her bike to my parents' house. They just lived a couple miles away. And first I led the way, you know, showing the way to go, what exactly the right way to do it all. After a few times, we rode side by side so that, you know, I could maybe coach her and encourage her. And finally, I rode behind her, having her discern the way. I led from behind, but I was still there. The shepherd is always there to lead and guide us, to guide us to the narrow gate that leads to life, to guide us when the road is hard, and sometimes the road is really hard, to guide us to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. Just as the health and welfare of the sheep was a direct reflection on the shepherd's name and reputation, so we affect God's reputation. I'll admit, until I was studying a lot about sheep, I never really thought about that. And it kind of overwhelmed me. God has connected God's name and God's glory with God's people. We are ambassadors of Christ. But righteousness always begins and ends with God, not us. It is not for our name that we walk in paths of righteousness, but for the honor and glory of God. All paths of righteousness are paths of love. And we can only get there if we follow the Good Shepherd, who often leads from behind. The 23rd Psalm is a most beautiful and poetic piece, and it is a description of life lived in close relationship with God. I want to share a story I came across. Once a famous actor was at a social gathering and got many requests to recite excerpts from different literary pieces. An old preacher was there and asked the pastor to recite the 23rd Psalm. And the actor agreed with the condition that afterwards the preacher would recite it. Well, the actor's recitation was just obviously stunning, and everyone applauded after they heard this beautiful reciting of the psalm. The preacher's voice was rough and broken and wasn't very polished. But when he finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Someone asked the actor, What was the difference? And the actor said, I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd. And so our challenge for this week is to ask ourselves, how well do I know the shepherd? And am I following the good shepherd? And is the life I am leading honoring God's name? Let us pray. Loving and guiding God, you are the good shepherd. Help us to constantly be aware of your presence and your leadership, whether it comes from behind, aside, or in front of us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
gratitude and in gladness, let us offer our morning offerings as well as the products of our lives and our labors in celebration of God's guiding, abiding presence. gracious God, we pray that you will bless these gifts and all of those who are giving of themselves, so that many may know of the blessed assurance of your steadfast, everlasting love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us lift our hearts in prayer. O God of grace, we thank you for your promise that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you are here in our midst. Help us to be attentive and responsive to your voice. Help us to hear you in your word, your songs, and in our prayers. In your mercy, Lord, good shepherd, hear our prayer. And as you hear me say, in your mercy, Lord, would you please respond, good shepherd, hear our prayer. And compassionate God, we make this road of faith by walking step by step. Empower us to seek justice, show compassion, and walk humbly with you in the Spirit of Christ. In your mercy, Lord.
Good shepherd, hear our prayer.
Faithful God, by your strong hand we are led through the dark valleys of life. Comfort the sick, the dying, the caregivers, and all those who are mourning. In your mercy, Lord.
Good shepherd, hear our prayer.
God of justice and mercy, open our eyes like Moses, who answered your call to heed the cries of brothers and sisters who are enslaved, mistreated, and oppressed. Hear our prayers for all of those who feed the hungry, house the homeless, clothe those without adequate clothing, provide educational materials, and embody hope. In your mercy, Lord.
Good shepherd, hear our prayer.
And gracious God, we praise you for every blessing we receive in Jesus Christ. Be with all of those who are traveling to be with family, with friends, who are setting off for college, and for those who are moving because of employment opportunities. In your mercy, Lord.
Good shepherd, hear our prayer.
Loving God of compassion and peace, your Spirit makes the wounded whole and breathes new life into weary souls. And so let your healing presence surround all those who are facing challenges of health, mental illness, depression, anxiety. Let them and their caregivers experience that peace that only God can give. And we ask that you hear our prayers for others.
Today we lift before you, loving God, Mariana and Bill, Brian, Matt, Liz, Larry and Margaret, Amy, Marge, Kaylee, Jason, John, Sarah. We pray for Marcia and Neil and Mary Joan. We lift up Jason and Wendy, Caitlin, Victoria, Mike, Jackie, Jason, Art, Jen, Matthew, Ron, Mary, Marie, Mike, and Pat, Karen, and Tyler. We pray for Janet and her family, for Catherine fighting a bone and blood infection. We lift up Nita, Dan, Stephanie, Jean, Dave, Lizzie, Stephen, Helen,
Larry, for Adam on the sudden loss of a close friend. We pray for the lonely and those with mental illness.
And loving God, we also lift before you Scott, Nicole, Bev, Amy, Alicia, Ursula, Heather, Julie, Chris and Julie, Alisa, for Linda, Colleen, Sherry, Lauren, and a daughter, safe travel. Pray Emily, for her to feel your love. Bob, Jeff, Clay, and Connie. For Donna, for Dave, Amy, Kristen, Julie, Jennifer, Kyle, and David. For Bob, Luke, Megan, Amelia. For Leslie and Chris, Nicholas, Paul, and Andrew, Stephania, Tress, Terry, Sandra, Leona, Don, Beverly, Judy, Jim, and Mary. For Teddy, for Ty, Sandy, Drew, Ed, Marie, Bell, Beverly, Casey, for Ann, Bryant, Price, for Stephanie and her baby Mia, for Peace in Charlottesville, and for Tom and Swid. In your mercy, Lord.
Good Shepherd, hear our prayer.
All of these we lift to you through Christ the Good Shepherd, who calls us all together to pray the prayer he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
For the charge and blessing, I just want to thank Dan for adding a richness to our worship today. Thank you. So don't forget to look around you. Look for the shepherd, because the shepherd is there, but the shepherd might be behind you and you don't realize it. So keep your senses open. And may the love of God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit swirl and dance within you, around you, and from you this day and every day. Amen.